Eternal Demon, Mark of the Vampire, by Laura Wright. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Copyright 2013 by Laura Wright. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with NAL Signet, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2013 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Mark of the Ballas. Arian landed on the familiar cobblestone street, not giving a shit who saw him flash, who saw him feral. The rage within him was raw, painfully uninhibited, and strangely uncontrollable. Only minutes had passed since Cruin had taken the ballast from them. From him, and yet every breath he drew felt heavy and prolonged. He moved down the street, letting his nose, not his memory, guide him. He needed information, and the mail he sought had better be there to give it to him. Evening was dropping down in blankets of shade over the tops of the antiquated buildings and stores in the small French village, but Arian knew the Mutori mail stayed in his shop well past closing time. In fact, it was possible he lived in the rooms above. Arian pursued the weak scent at a quicker, irrepressible pace, almost as if an invisible wire were pulling him. Every human he passed was an inconsequential blur. Every storefront, the wrong one. The dire need to know if the boy, his adopted father, the mad vampire Cruin, had stolen, was breathing and well, consumed his mind and his focus. It was insane to think that lad had been snatched right out from under him, the child's large liquid eyes wide with fear as he was sucked back into Cruin's...